Welcome to episode 283 of Fly Away. We're a group of agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or are just tuning in, we're happy you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We'd love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Lindsay, George, Sandy, and Donna. If you've ever taken a cruise, you know how important it can be to pick just the right itinerary. You're usually either going to want to visit a new destination or return to your favorites. And once you've decided on which destinations you're going to visit, you'll need to pick the perfect excursions. So on this episode, we're going to talk about our favorite cruise ports and excursions. So let's get started. So, you know, we should have counted this up before we did this. I wonder how many cruises we've done between the five of us. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh my God.
There's six of us?
Six of us.
All of us. No, there's five.
Five.
At least five.
We need to go back and rewatch Sesame Street.
I suddenly don't. It's imposter syndrome. That's what it is. I think I've probably, just estimate how many cruises you've been on. I think I've been on probably 25, maybe 30. Maybe more than that.
I've probably been on 10.
Lindsay?
I don't even know.
Like more than...
I would say it's not more than 25.
Okay. Donna?
Three. I'm counting.
Three. Okay.
Four. Sorry, four.
George?
I've been in six.
Okay. So that's a lot in between us all.
Yeah, I'm doing three this year. I usually do 2 to 4 maybe in a year.
Yeah, some of them are really short.
Four though. Is a really big year, but yeah.
Okay, so now that we've determined that we are the experts, that we have set up that. All right, we're going to start with our favorite destination port. Do not talk about your favorite excursion. We're going to start with port. And for some reason, George wrote the show notes and decided Sandy should go first.
What?
I know. You can talk to George about it.
It's alphabetically.
No. Not really.
So I think my favorite port, I'm probably going to have to say Cuba, even though nobody can sail there anymore.
Cuba's a whole place.
Well, it's Havana.
Okay. Because there's other ports in Cuba.
You said Havana, not Savannah, right?
I said Pittsburgh. It was on a river cruise, and it was Pittsburgh, and I was on the Good Ship Lollipop.
She didn't even know how to turn her mic off. Unfortunately, it's her mic, so I don't know. Okay. Anyway, so Havana.
Havana was amazing.
Okay. Yeah. Can you say why without talking about the excursions?
It was like stepping back in time. It was very unique.
All right. Yeah. That's good. Donna, you're next, alphabetically.
Barcelona.
Ooh, good one. Did you stop there or did you like start or end a cruise there? Like, was it a stop?
We started and ended.
There.
But I'm one of those that if I'm going someplace, I always take a couple of days so I can experience the actual location. So we went in like 2 days early.
So do you think that it's your favorite because you got more time there? Or do you think it would have been your favorite anyway if you'd had the same amount of time you had at any port?
I think it would probably because everything is so close to the port. And so you can actually do lots of things. I really don't like the ports where you have to, there's nothing around.
You have to go way out somewhere to go.
Either that or, you know, you're coming in an industrial complex like we did in Palermo. I mean, it was kind of gross.
Well, it's too bad you don't have an opinion about it. So what made Barcelona so amazing?
It was so simple to get in and out. The cab fare to get there was really inexpensive because it was right there at the city.
Okay, George, you put yourself in the middle, so it's your turn.
I did. So mine's going to be a little bit different because for vacations, I tend to alternate back and forth between all-inclusives and cruises. And the thing I love about the cruises is the entertainment, and what I like about the all-inclusives is the sitting around doing nothing all day, just reading a book. So my favorite port is actually Labadee because it's Royal's private island. I don't have to do a thing there, but find a lounge chair under a tree and do nothing.
I like it.
I like
yep.
that.
Yep. Lindsay?
This is so hard. So Sandy kind of stole mine, so I'm going to be a little different. And I was going to say Alaska, but I couldn't pick a favorite port, but I have to go with Maria.
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 Now that's unusual.
It's
so amazing.
It's so beautiful and tropical, and the people are so friendly, and you just, if you sail with a small ship, you get right in there and you just walk right off and go into town. And there's, I guess it's not really excursion, but you can rent these really cool cars and drive around in buggies, and there's lots to see and do, and it's just a great little slice of paradise in the South Pacific. And it was hard for me to pick one of those islands because they're all good. all of them, they're but I do like Maria better than Tahiti because it's a little less commercialized. It's more
something squeaking.
I'm so sorry, that's Lily Bell making her debut.
We can cut it out. I just wanted to make sure nobody was dying. Okay. So that leaves me, and I would say my favorite is Santorini. Now, I will also preface that with I have not been there in a long time, and is now, you know, on the list of one of the most over-touristed places. I will say that I wouldn't have thought it was going to be my favorite because it's sort of a pain to, you know, you have to take the cable car up, you have to wait in lines, or you have to take a donkey up, and I don't do that. You can, but it's a climb. It's more of a climb. I mean, it really is.
I would not put myself on one of those.
No,
I would not put my ass on one of those asses.
Yeah, I actually, you know, I did the cable car, and I mean, and I was much younger, so I was much more patient. I'm not sure. I think now I would probably just fly in there because it's so, the reason I love it is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. I've just never seen a place like that where, you know, that the white and the blue of the buildings and the cats walking around, and then just the view over this caldera and this water, and it really defies description. And I tell everyone it's probably my favorite place on earth. So that would definitely be my favorite port.
How old were you when you went there?
22.
So a long time ago.
No, I was older. I was 26. It was the second time I'd cruised in Europe. So I was like 26. I haven't even been 28. Yeah, it was still a long time ago.
She was a wee little lassie.
I was a skinny little thing too. So yeah, I could handle the heat and I could handle the walk, and I probably could have even ridden a donkey, but I didn't really want to. It's kind of smelly, and then you smell like donkey the whole time you're up there.
You're like, what is that smell?
Yuck. All right, so this is going to be favorite excursion, and so it can be in a totally different port than you said, but your favorite excursion of all time. We're going to start with Lindsay, and I bet she's going to pick the one where Sandy tried to kill her.
No, that would be completely different angle on this.
We'll have another one of those though after the summer when we
I'm
get
sure.
back to Alaska.
God. Oh Lord, this is so hard. So I'm gonna have to say flight scene
in Alaska or okay.
Flight scene in Alaska.
Which port did you do that at? Because you can do that at a lot of ports. So which one did you or which destination? You might not have been in port. You might have been.
No, I was not in port then. We drove up to Denali.
Was it Talkeetna?
Talkeetna, yep.
Yeah, I did that one too. That's a good one.
I mean, I just being able to land on top of Denali, on top of the glacier, and it was just the coolest thing. And I'm deathly afraid of planes, and the smaller they get, the scarier I am. So it was really quite the feat to actually get me in this little otter and get up there. But now I'm so addicted to it. Now I everywhere I go, I want to do a flight scene. I want to get up in the air and see it from above and experience it that way. And it's just such a unique point of view.
Did you say you landed on a glacier?
Yeah. I have picture of me like jumping up in the
I didn't get to do that in Talkeetna. The Denali was not friendly to landing that day, so we just flew around. It was still great though.
We landed up there and somebody was building something like way up on the top, and then I'm like, oh my god, they're building like a little house or a lodge. I'm like, have a little house or a lodge way up in
I did a helicopter excursion to a glacier. That was amazing. And the place we were staying also had a wedding going on in their yurt. And they had taken helicopters and taken the whole wedding party to the glacier. They got married on the glacier. And then they came back and had the reception in the yurt.
So. Okay, it's not your turn.
I'm really sorry about that. I'm just really happy she wasn't like, well, you need to get into Pittsburgh somehow.
Yeah.
Was that your favorite? No. Okay, okay. So nope. We'll get back to that. Okay, George, what was your favorite excursion?
So my favorite excursion was actually in Tortola. I tend to live, I guess, on the dangerous side. I almost never do cruise line excursions. I always book third party excursions. So
that's why we call
it
Dr. Danger, George.
Yeah.
Dr. Dangerous.
Yeah. So I do the usual cruise critic reviews and found one I thought was interesting and had a good email exchange back and forth with the owner. So it was a snorkeling excursion on a, I guess it was probably like a 45-foot catamaran. So it was great. The excursion met us as soon as we got off the ship. So there was no shuttles or anything. It was on the same pier. So we walked down the end of the pier, got on the cat and went out for a nice sail and stopped in a couple of different places to snorkel. They served a full lunch on board the boat. Yeah, it was really great. It was called Aristocats, but I don't think they're still in business, or if they are, it's not the same owner that it was back then, because this was actually my first cruise about 7 years ago.
So basically what you're saying is it was the best, but you can't do it.
I probably can't do it again. Yeah, because right. We thought about it.
Thanks for teasing us with that.
Yeah, no problem.
How many people were on that?
There weren't very many. I got to bet there weren't more than 16 to 20 at the most. And I'm not even sure there was that many.
That's the great thing about third party excursions is often there. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So it's my turn, and I'm going to say something similar to Lindsay, but different, which is why it's good that it's not yours. So mine is in Juneau, and it's taking a helicopter to the top of a glacier, landing on the glacier, and then dog sledding. Best. Ever. And actually in my cruise experience, I've done something where you helicopter up to the top of the glacier and walk around. And I was able to actually like get glacier water in my old camera roll plastic tube that maybe half of you know what that is, but, and pure, beautiful water, but, and this blue ice, it was really cool, but getting up there and actually, you know, they put the dogs up there because that's where the snow is in the winter. Cause it's too warm in Juneau to train. Mm-hmm. So to get a summer experience where you get to sled on the snow is just super cool. So that is definitely my favorite. And I did that. I mean, I've done a lot of cruises, and that was like, well, I was married, so it was less than 20 years ago, but I feel like it was maybe 18, 17 years ago.
The Iditarods are going on right now. I've been watching the starts. That's so cool.
Very cool. Yeah. Awesome. So that's my favorite. Sandy, it's now your turn.
Okay. So I am, mine is kind of like George's, where it's a third party excursion. When I went to Belize, we did cave tubing, and that was awesome. They take you to like this national park, and you do like a 30-minute hike through the woods, or you know, the jungle or whatever, and they show you some rock formations and little things like that. It's very cool. It can be a bit crowded. It's very popular. But the company that we used, my cousin and I went on this one, they carry the tubes to like the head of the river, and they blow them up there for you. And that was the only tour company that did that. That might not be the case anymore, because that was such a good idea that I can't imagine that the other ones wouldn't follow suit. But everyone else was having to lug their tube with them on this 30 minute, like,
I was like, 30 miles? Jeez,
on this girl. Marathon.
I'm never traveling with you ever again.
No, but that was like the very first part of it. You have to cross the river, and they have a rope that you hold on to so you don't like fly down the river. I wouldn't have wanted to do that holding the tube, you know? So it was very cool, and I liked using that that excursion company. But that was gorgeous. That was so much fun. Really cool.
That actually reminds me, it's not my favorite, but in Costa Rica, when we ziplined, there was one company that doesn't make you carry all your gear up this hill. They basically start up at the top. Uh-huh. And that was really nice that we got to use that one, because I would not have wanted to walk with all, you know, when you're ziplining, and all that stuff hanging down, it's heavy, and you're carrying that big block. Yeah, so I was happy with that. Donna, it is your turn.
Okay. Well, I actually have two. Because I go diving everywhere. So I love to dive, and you know, everybody knows that about me. But if you're not a diver, then actually one of my favorite things to do is I love Grand Cayman. We went to the turtle farm in Grand Cayman and got to hold the turtles and everything. And then we went to Hell.
Mm-hmm.
I sent a postcard from Hell, which is, I know, a huge touristy thing, but it was really kind of cool. And then we went out and swam with the stingrays.
Oh, nice.
And it's one of those things that, you know, I've done it. I don't have to do it again. It was interesting. But I really like the turtle farm.
The stingrays were like close second for me. We did that too. Just the snorkel and the stingray thing.
In Grand Cayman? Because mm-hmm. You can do it in a lot of places.
Yeah.
But Grand Cayman is it's actually one of my favorite places to go because it's just so clean.
Yeah.
It really is. It's very, I mean, there's not even graffiti on the walls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it just has this very polished look to it. It's all that banking money that, yes, you know, people have squirreled away and laundered.
It reminded me of Myrtle Beach when I was there.
Oh, she did not. You don't get a second turn. I'm going to give everybody a second turn except for Sandy.
So Myrtle Beach? No.
Lindsay, what's your second favorite? And don't make it similar to Flight Scene. It has to be totally different.
Okay. So it's something I never thought I would ever, ever do. Snorkeling with the black tip reef sharks.
Oh,
that's a cool one.
I was so terrified. I almost didn't get out of the boat.
So what made you come over your fear and do it? Like what?
I was shamed by the marine biologist on board. So that had a big,
okay, so when we're taking our cruise together, if there's anything you don't want to do, I just have to shame you.
She was so excited. And, I kind of was like, you know, this is the only chance I'm probably ever going to have to do this. And it's a safe environment in the water. If you're going to get in the water with sharks, the South Pacific is the best place to do it because the water's so clear, you can really see them coming. So now that murky, is that a fin or a wave? You know, you definitely know. So yeah, that was, and once I got over a fear, it was really cool. And I couldn't get over my fear enough. I had my GoPro with me and the guy kept wanting me to dive down to the bottom. And I took me a while to realize what he wanted me to do. And then I'm like, no, 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 no. And then he took my GoPro and he went down there and he grabbed a fin and he was riding the shark with the GoPro. And I'm like, thank God I did not do that. I wouldn't be here right now. I would have had a heart attack in the middle of the South Pacific and I would have been done.
Yeah.
Really.
So George, what is your second favorite?
Oh boy, that's a tough one. So my second favorite, I guess, I mean, once you've done a few snorkels, they're all kind of the same. I mean, fish are fish.
Fish are friends, not food.
Yeah. So it was probably in Alaska. We did the sled dog excursion. But unlike you, they dragged us around on a cart with wheels because there's no snow in June. So out through the woods. And that was pretty cool. And then we got to listen to the history of the Iditarod and how it got started and where it is today. And then we got to meet a bunch of the sled dog puppies because they were fairly new and they want to get them acclimated to working with people. So, yeah, that was pretty fun.
So you said, okay, I'll hold a puppy. If I have
pretty much.
I have to touch a puppy.
Yeah. So it's hard for me to identify my second one, really. It's funny when you mentioned Tortola, because several of us went to Tortola with a conference, and we rented a Jeep, and that was actually a really fun day.
Yeah,
but that was a great day. It was like us just sort of exploring. And
I was so nervous about that, too.
I was, too, but I think that's what made it fun.
The only reason I went was because I didn't want to hear about how fun it was.
You would have missed out because it was really fun. Yeah. So it really is hard for me to pick another one because I've been to so many really interesting places. And I think the Caribbean usually doesn't hold. I love going to the Caribbean. I go there a lot, but none of them have been like, this is so fantastic, except probably the first time that I swam with the dolphins. That was a really cool experience. And actually the first time I did it, I didn't swim with them. I just did one of the interactions and it was on a Disney cruise. And we just sort of you know, we pet them and they kissed our cheek. And it was just so cool to be able to get in the water with these creatures that I'd always wanted to swim with and, you know, be in the water with. And so that was really cool. So I think, I mean, I don't know if that's really my second favorite because I've just done so many, it's really hard to pick. But I do think, I remember that one being very memorable. Like, oh, wow, I finally did that. Now I've had the chance to swim with dolphins several times. So it's a big yawn fest now, but not really. I still love it every single time. Do you have a second favorite?
Well, I have more kind of a like a wish list of ones that I haven't done yet. Like I really would love to do. Are you going to ask this next or
no? Actually, no.
Okay. So, like you know how sometimes like Puerto Rico has this, Jamaica has this, the bioluminescent bays. Mm-hmm. I would love to go, not necessarily swim because I know it's really algae, but I would love to go like kayaking at night through a bioluminescent.
We were going to go do that in Puerto Rico, but it was never the right time.
Yeah, the timing on that is really key.
Which you can't, yes, it's hard. You can't really do it on a cruise. Mm-hmm. You would have to do it from like a resort, you know? Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, you guys got to see the Northern Lights and that's something that it's like, you just get, you know, you have to go, you have to time it right. So yeah. Donna, do you have a second favorite?
I do. So my very first cruise, we got off the ship and everything. It's like, okay, what are we going to do with ourselves? Because our flight's not till 8:30 at night. So we did one of those post-shore excursions, and they took us in Fort Lauderdale, and we went out to an alligator farm. And so I got to hold a little baby alligator, got to feed the alligators. We went out on an airboat through the Everglades. And then we still had a lot of time, so we took a cab over to South Beach. But it was nice that, you know, they went ahead and, you know, took our luggage and everything and delivered it to the airport and all. Yeah, and so don't discount if you've got a really late flight, don't discount using one of your excursions to get you back to the airport.
Yep.
Because that's included, so you don't have to pay for the transfer and then do something.
Yep.
It's all part of the deal.
I have clients in October doing a New England, Canada. It actually starts in Quebec City and then ends in New York City. And their flight out of LaGuardia, I actually got them like a 2 o'clock flight, which I felt was like perfect timing. They wouldn't be rushed or anything. And they called me and had me move their flight because they wanted to do an excursion in New York and they needed more time in New York. I was like, that's the first time anybody's asked me to get a later flight out after a cruise for them. But I was really excited that they wanted to do it because I do think it's a great way to handle your luggage for you and don't put you on the bus even if you're in your pajamas because you forgot and packed all your clothes. Not that I know that from personal experience.
Are you sure they would do that?
Yeah, I'm positive.
I forgot one.
What's yours?
We did an overnight in Cairo. We got out in Port Said and went to Port Alexandria. Well, then we went to Cairo and then went to Port Alexandria. But we did the light show at the Pyramids of Giza and we did a bunch of other stuff in Cairo. So that was really cool, but it was such a long time ago. And you have so many awesome experiences.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will say I was trying to think of one from one of my river cruises because I think river cruising gives you such different ports.
Yeah.
And I've done some great ones. But many of them were very, you know, like I went to Vienna and I saw the big things in Vienna that you need to see in Vienna. So
my concert.
Yeah. I didn't get to do a concert like you did. I did not get to do that. We were out there late enough. So, but my favorite was Vivier in the south of France. And it's this little tiny medieval town. And we were there at night. And so they said, oh, we're going to do a ghost tour. And Marcus didn't even want to go. But it was a ghost tour, but it wasn't really. It was like all these actors sort of spread out throughout the town. And it's this little tiny town. So you're literally walking all over with these medieval buildings and they're all in these costumes, including a ghost who was all in white, you know. But there was one guy who played like 16 of the different roles and he had all these costume changes and you eventually start realizing it's the same guy and he's popping up in different places. And it was so much fun. It was so cheesy. And after a couple of glasses of wine, it was really fun. It was almost like we took over the whole town. Like there was nothing else going on except for this, you know, excursion for us. I'm sure there were people who lived there who were like, oh, there they go again. But they pretty much go all out for this.
That's cool. River cruise ship. That reminds me of when Lindsay and I went on our Alaska cruise and we were in Victoria. And the stop in Victoria was like 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. You know, like it's crazy, weird, not good hours. But the Fringe Festival was going on and we did a walking tour, like a ghost walking tour, but it wasn't really. Mm-hmm. It was like these, they're like totally, these guys that were doing the tour, they said they were twins and they were not twins. You know,
they were just making
stories up.
Yep.
They were good then. It was really fun.
As long as it's funny. And this was actually telling like the historical story of the town. So it was like famous people from the town. And so the ghost actually, you eventually see the statue of the guy that he was, you know, playing. Uh-huh. And he made some funny comments about, you know, that's me and, you know, that kind of thing. So it's like, it's like seeing nearly headless Nick, you know, floating around or whatever. Yeah. It was really, really fun. So it was not expected. Like, we're on this river cruise, you sort of expect, you know, sort of hoity-toity kind of, and this was just like broad comedy and was really fun. So yours was an actual, like, you went to a concert in Vienna, right?
That's I went to one of the concerts and it was so beautiful and so moving. I gotta be honest, I thought I was gonna be a little bored. I love classical music, but I thought, I don't know if I'm gonna like this. But it was at night and the lights on the buildings and the atmosphere, and you just go into this beautiful hall, and they had just a variety of operettas and singers and performers, and they mixed in just enough humor, and it was just so well done. Everyone who went absolutely loved it. It was definitely something I highly recommend doing. And I also got to throw knives.
Oh, maybe I don't want to.
Somebody let you throw knives.
Yeah, it was like we got to meet the we had to hike up this giant hill, which I did not know until I got all the way to the top. There was a bus option that if I'd gotten on the other color bus, it would have taken me all the way to the top. But anyway, I digress. To a castle where they have a knight's club. I guess, I didn't know what you call it. And we got to watch them do, you know, hatchet throwing and bow and arrow and a bunch of sword play and stuff like that. And then we got to go down and try stuff. And I was really, really bad at throwing, but I was really good. The first time I'd ever shot a bow and arrow, I did pretty good. So.
Nailed it.
Literally. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. We would love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook as Fly Away or from the podcast page on outlandertravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, George, Lindsay, and myself, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.